The Cheese Board on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
Now, it's a bit of a first for me today because I haven't ever been to come here. Somehow, Tom Harland has managed to do all these recordings and I've missed out on coming to the Cheese Board. So, hello, Gemma.
Hello.
Now, it's a fabulous shop. Just walked in. You're on Commercial Street, full of cheese. And we're talking today about topical cheeses that are Yorkshire because, of course, it's the Great Yorkshire Show next week. Yorkshire cheese, you sell a lot of that, I imagine?
Yeah, so we sell about 200 cheeses in the shop from all over the world, but actually, predominantly, they're all local. And we have a lot of Yorkshire cheeses. And yeah, I'm going to go through quite a few of them today. Not all of them, because we'll be here literally for hours and hours. There's so many. But yeah, I just pinpointed a few of my favourite ones.
Do you think people like to keep it local? That would make sense if people are coming to a Harrogate cheese shop and they're buying Yorkshire cheese.
Absolutely. Especially visitors. We have a lot of visitors, as you know, to the area, and they love to take away something local.
So what's the first cheese we're talking about with Yorkshire cheeses today?
Well, I thought I'd... obviously, Wensleydale is the one that's most well known, but I thought I'd just tell you a bit about Wensleydale Creamery. They actually make a lot of cheeses. Wensleydale actually started off as a sheep's milk cheese, a sheep's blue cheese as well. The Cistercian monks originally made it, and then years of history along the ways, the recipe has been improved and is now being made at Wensleydale Creamery. Wensleydale Creamery have recently won the right to call it Yorkshire Wensleydale because they believe their Wensleydale is the best, and obviously they can make sure the cows are grazing on the limestone and the meadows and all the herbs that they're eating to make it that specific Yorkshire Wensleydale flavour.
So I presume the herbs they eat are from Yorkshire, the limestone they're walking on is from Yorkshire, the grass they're eating is from Yorkshire. Does that mean they're allowed to call it Yorkshire Wensleydale?
Absolutely. There are other Wensleydales made nationally, but it's not Yorkshire Wensleydale, and that's the real Yorkshire Wensleydale. But last year at the World Cheese Awards, they got a Super Gold for their Special Reserve. And to get a Super Gold, that's just one below champion. So it's a pretty good cheese.
Yeah, so, very impressive. So is one of these cheeses in front of us, is one of those the Yorkshire Wensleydale?
Yes, a Special Reserve one, the one that was just won the Super Gold last year. So have a taste of that if you'd like.
Okay.
To make it Special Reserve, it's just made in smaller batches, but it's just basically been matured for longer.
Mmm.
And it's got a nice flavour. It's still got the crumbliness of the traditional, but it's just
lovely.
Really nice.
It reminds me of Christmas, actually. You often have Wensleydale with Christmas cake, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. Southerners would think you're weird, but yeah.
Would they? Ah, it's all right. Never mind.
Also, while we're on talking about Wensleydale, they also make a Coverdale cheese, which is much creamier and quite sharper, but still made in the Yorkshire Dales.
So it's that's delicious. A different one, is it, just next
it is,
to it?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a tough job, this.
That's much smoother, much creamier, and a bit more oomph to it.
So then the next cheese of Yorkshire Cheese Show.
So sticking to Wensleydale, but not from the creamery, there's a lovely cheese called King Richard III, which was originally made by Suzanne Sturck. And she basically recreated a classic recipe that she found in her attic written by her grandmother.
Oh, okay. That's an unusual way to find a recipe.
So she made that, and that was from Fortmain Dairy in Midland, hence the name King Richard III, because that's where he lived as a child.
Ah.
And now it's taken over by a long-time colleague called Andy Ridley in 2011, and he makes it in Richmond. It's a lovely, full-flavoured, still very creamy, crumbly cheese, very artisan, but it can't be called real Yorkshire Wensleydale, hence the name King Richard III.
Okay, all right, yeah. Now, halfway through the recording, we have a gentleman who's just come into the Cheese Board. Hello, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Steve.
You're Steve. And what have you just come in to ask for at the Cheese Board?
I've come in to ask the Cheese Board for a selection of Yorkshire cheeses for us to take away with us tomorrow to visit some friends.
Why have you asked for Yorkshire cheese?
Because I know Yorkshire cheese is good, and there's a good variety there as well.
Do you want a little taste?
Yeah, that'd be great, thank you.
So you've just served somebody, you served Steve, with actual Yorkshire cheese, and now we're back to our recording. So what cheese are we on to next, Gemma?
Right, let's talk about a very brand new cheese made by Cryer and Stott, who are family-run cheesemongers based in West Yorkshire. So they've brought out a blue cheese called Duke of Wellington, and it basically they they launched it while Tour de France was in Yorkshire. And the idea was it celebrates the Duke of Wellington buying at the Hotel de Charost in France as the British Embassy 200 years ago. Seems a bit of a tedious link, but what they were trying to do is the cheese brings the Yorkshire, French and British ties together. They also make a lovely one called Ruby Gold, which is really fresh and delicious at this time of year. It's a fresh sheep's milk cheese and it has a layer of rhubarb in the middle. And that's very delicate.
Very, very seasonal. Very nice. I'm very, very Yorkshire.
I'm very Yorkshire. Yeah, it's from the Yorkshire Triangle. And then, obviously, I think everyone's heard of Shepherd's Purse cheeses.
They
make all the Yorkshire Blues, Old York, which is sheep's milk, Fine Fettle, which is like a Yorkshire feta, and one with lavender, which I've brought for you to try today. And then her latest invention was Harrogate Blue. That came on the scene in 2014. And that was the first cheese actually made by her daughters who are taking over the business.
And of course, that's done very well.
Yeah, really well. So here's a taste of the white lavender. They used to make it with added lavender and they realised that actually it didn't keep very well because of the fresh flowers, it almost grew a mould on top. So now they infuse the milk with lavender and then strain it and then make it like that. So
that's really nice. It's subtle, but you can there's definitely lavender there. That's lovely.
And then you've got to have a try of Harrogate
Blue. Harrogate Blue, okay.
We sell loads of this, and it's not just because of the name. I think it's such a delicious cheese, and it's described as being slightly peppery rather than salty.
That's nice. I can see why that does very well. So just like Steve did today, people can come in, they can talk to you, they can ask you about Yorkshire cheese. You've got cheese from all over the place, but particularly this week, we're talking about Yorkshire, and they could come in, they could tell you what they like, and you can suggest stuff to them.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, as you know, this is just a tiny tip of the iceberg, but there's a lot more to try, and I definitely believe in trying before you buy, because, you know, what you might like, the lavender, you know, Joe Bloggs might think, oh, no, thank you. So we want our customers to go away happy.
The Cheese Board on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.